In our gospel, we hear Christ, who is the very wisdom of God incarnate, tell us, "I am the bread come down from heaven, and whoever eats this bread will live forever." You see, the fathers of the church say, if you want to have eternal life, you have to be eternalized. You have to be eternalized. Now think about it. If you want to breathe underwater, what do you need? Scuba gear, right? It really isn't going to work to try to breathe underwater without scuba gear. How about if you want to walk in space? What are you going to need? A spacesuit, that's right. Well, if you want to live in the eternal realm, you have to be eternalized. And Jesus is teaching us that the way to become eternalized is through the reception of his very flesh and blood in the Eucharist. Now, it's very strange, right? Because certainly within the different Christian denominations, there's a lot of debate. But we know that at the heart of our Catholic faith lies the Eucharist. This faith that the Eucharist truly is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. It's the beating heart of Catholic Christianity. So how do we know whether we should take Jesus literally or just symbolically and figuratively? I mean, even the Jews themselves, we hear in the gospel, ask the question, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? It kind of is gross to think about at first. Well, I think it's abundantly clear that Jesus is speaking literally. I want to give you another example in the Gospel of St. John, three chapters before this, where somebody thought Jesus was speaking literally, and Jesus clarified, no, I'm speaking metaphorically, to make the point. You remember in John chapter 3, Nicodemus, the Pharisee, comes to visit Jesus by night. And in the midst of their conversation, Jesus tells Nicodemus that unless one is reborn, they will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And Nicodemus is like, whoa, Jesus, what do you mean? How can a grown man go back into the womb of his mother? And then Jesus clarifies and says, no, unless one is reborn of water and the Spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Making it clear that in baptism, he isn't speaking literally about being reborn, but he's speaking about something on a metaphoric level. But in the case of John chapter 6, Jesus doesn't do that when the crowds ask him, how can we eat the flesh of this man? Instead, he intensifies his language. He says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. And then he says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Now, no other religious founder told his followers to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Muhammad never said that. Buddha never claimed that. Moses never said that to the Jews. Only Jesus Christ commands his followers to eat his flesh and drink his blood, that he might remain in us and we in him. Why? Because you see, this gets at the heart of Christianity. That Christianity is not primarily about an idea or a moral code even, but first and foremost, Christianity is about union with Jesus. It is about having an intimate friendship and communion in the Lord. And so Jesus tells us to remain in him and he in us. And what better way to remain in him than to become the very one whom we eat, the body of Christ. There's a beautiful moment in the Mass that's very hidden, and if you're not paying attention, you can almost miss it, because there's a lot of other stuff going on. But while the altar is being prepared and the offertory prayers are being said, the deacon takes water, and he takes a drop of water and he pours it into the chalice filled with wine. And in that moment, he prays this very ancient prayer. By the mystery of this mingling of water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. You see, that gesture of pouring water into wine goes back to the very beginning of the church to symbolize that God has united mankind with himself through the incarnation of his Son. How spectacular it is that we can say that God has flesh and that we eat his flesh and through it have union with God. This is the heart of everything we do because it is union with Jesus. St. Thomas Aquinas has a beautiful line in one of his Eucharistic hymns defending our faith in the real presence. Because people would say, well, how can you really take this literally? And he says very poetically, truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. If Jesus, who is truth, does not speak truth to us when he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, and my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink, if that isn't true, then we can't believe anything he says. But truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. Praise be Jesus Christ.